Yes.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 11,997, Windstone LLC, seeking variances from the front yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the south side of Riverstone Road, approximately 110 feet east of Brookstone Drive. The 911 address is 29649 Riverstone Drive, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, map 27, parcel 1102. Specifically, the applicant are seeking a variance of 14.9 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed dwelling, and a one-foot variance from, as well as a one-foot variance from the front yard for the proposed dwelling. We've received one mail return, zero letters of support, and one letter of opposition from Mary and Philip Steinheist of Brookstone Drive, Milton, to the board. We live at 16784 Brookstone Drive, within 200 feet of the subject site above noted. We are hereby presenting our objection to the building of a house on this property. First, the lot is triangular shape, which would place a house in an odd angle as compared to the homes around it. Second, since it is triangular, there would be very little setback from the street. And third, the back and side yards of the house would be very small area for a family home. We are, as residents, think that this shaped lot would be better as green space, although the builder, H.R. Horton, would most likely not think so. This builder has cooperated so far with the residents, and since our home is in the sight line of this lot, maybe he will take these issues with considerable thought. Thank you for your time in this matter. No other letters were received.
Thank you. Is there anyone here for the case? He's going to be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jamie Seckler, Home Park Avenue, North Delaware, Davis Fund and Fidel.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here for the Lot 130 variance for Windstone, and we're requesting a 15-foot variance from the front yard setback. Originally, this subdivision was recorded in December of 2006, and then it was recorded again in 2009 with a front yard setback of 30 and side and rear 10-foot setbacks. We're asking for the variance mainly because of the uniqueness of Lot 130 being pie-shaped and with a significant reduced buildable area. It does have 166 feet of lot frontage with only one side yard. Basically, this parcel is developable, but it would be a smaller house. It has a 25% smaller footprint than most of the other lots, and it would require we fit about 1,000 square foot house on the property. So it is developable, but we would like to put a house that mirrors the other ones in the community to conform with the models that the neighbors have built as well. Basically, with the hardship of this would be, it would be a custom built home versus a model home. And then also, with it being a smaller footprint, it would probably lessen the value of the neighbors, who probably be a $220,000 home versus the $350,000 or so that are there today. And with that, addressing the letter from the neighbors, the house would actually be formed based off of what we sent, would conform with lots 129, 128, 127, and be pointed towards Riverstone Drive. And the front of the house would be similar to those, and it would just be closer to the side. And actually, lot 131 is a traditional lot on a corner. It has the longer side being the side with a 15-foot setback. So by granting the 15-foot variance, it would actually conform with lot 131 and 129. It would fit in with the community. And basically, we're The whole reason why we're trying to do it is trying to keep the character of the community. We don't want just a one-off house being built that's smaller, doesn't look like it belongs in the community. And that's basically it. We looked at placement of it. It's not going to be also with the neighbor's letter. They mentioned of it being skewed on the corner, and we're not trying to do that. We're trying to keep it in line with lots 128 and 129 as well.
Okay. Let's see if we have any questions then, Ms. McGee.
Well, is that what that subdivision looks like right now? No roads in or anything?
This is an older aerial.
I certainly hope so.
It's a dirt trail.
I would be like, wow. Okay. Well, I'm like, I just can't. Yeah, okay. So there are houses in that subdivision now.
Yes, there
apparently.
Are.
There we go. Look at that. That's better. That makes me feel better.
There's one or two houses now.
I was like, wow. Shoot. Okay.
You can land that chair.
Could you make it a little bit bigger so I could see the other places?
Yeah.
It won't allow us to zoom in any closer.
The closer we zoom in, you're going to lose the houses.
Okay. Thank you.
So how many houses are in that development now?
Justin with the developer.
Yep, sir, if he was going to speak, you have to come up front and be sworn in, please.
Here's the...
So we can put it on record.
Quite a lot.
Wow.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Justin Hensley, 416 Revolution Court, Colorado.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Total homes built in our community.
Sir, if you can make sure you're addressed to the board and speak into the mic.
Speak into the mic, sir.
Total homes in this community, I believe, I don't have a finger count on it. It's all, one of our larger communities. I believe it's around 300, 350 homes. We've built out probably about a half of the community. I do have a couple residents here as well that I could probably shed some light if you want to hear from them.
360 lots.
Lots
will be total, but I'm not sure how many are built out today. We're about halfway through the job.
A third to half.
Yeah.
What was your plan for that corner property when you developed?
So it's pretty interesting. I've worked for Louis Capano for quite some time. I was on his sell side, and for the past couple of years, as opposed to put out something on his lot, he said, you know what, let's just table it. Winstone was a slower selling community. So we tried to figure it out. I went to DBF, this was a couple years ago, had a couple houses sited. One of the homes, they had said shave off 6 feet off the side of the house. It was a two-story. It didn't fit the market at all. So we were like, we're just going to table this. I wasn't a part of the original design in 2006, so I kind of inherited this. And I said to Lewis, I said, hey, look, found one plan that would fit. It's 1,000 square feet. It has no garage. The two, basically, your driveway would be right up to the front door. It looked like crap in the community. And it's, I said, hey, let's see what floor plan that'll work. That'll, you know, we didn't even go with the largest floor plan that we offer. We went with the second from the smallest, you know, to try to get the minimum. And that's why we're here.
So it's a buildable parcel. It just that you want it to look more like the other properties.
Exactly.
You don't want to build something that's going to look bad for the neighbors.
For sure. I mean, we still have half the community to sell, so it not only benefits everyone to do the right thing. And that's where we're at.
Thank you.
Yep. Are there any other lots that you've not yet develop that you're going to come back for a variance in the same situation? You got a lot of angles in there.
That's a very good question. We actually contracted D.R. Horton, which is America's largest home builder, and they put their overlays on all the lots to what they have. Lot 130 was the only one that they had an issue with at us, so that's okay. Why we're here today. As far as these other lots, it's been a challenging community. for even smaller homes, ranch homes of 12 and 1,400 square feet. People want morning rooms. They want those type of things. We can't even offer that. So I think we're okay, though, to answer your question. So we're going to see you guys again.
So this lot isn't sold. It's you, the developer. So you can put a home on there.
That's correct.
That sellable lot.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Becker?
No questions.
Mr. Bourbon?
No questions.
Okay.
Just a couple. Looks to me like from this aerial here that that's probably the only one with this shape as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are there any restrictive covenants in the community that require things like garages or anything that would, you got to build to a certain spec to fit in the community?
The HOA does not stipulate sizes of homes. I would have to actually look into it a little bit more just to answer your question 100%, but I don't believe there is any stipulations. This was something that was done in 2006 where it was basically you go in and do whatever you want in these communities. As the newer communities come on, we're working on things like being said about square footage and whatnot. So we do, from our understanding, we do have the right to move forward with a smaller house plan, and we intend to do so.
If in looking at this, how far is the edge of paving for Riverstone Drive from the front property line? Because it looks to me like there is some sort of gap there. Perhaps Jamie, you could answer that.
Can you make sure that you speak into the microphone also?
Yeah. Can you show me?
I'm looking at your survey here.
Uh-huh.
I've got Riverstone Drive, and I presume that double line there is the edge of paving. Is that correct?
That's the curb, yes.
Okay. How far is, and then I see the dotted line there is the property line. Do we know how much of a difference there is between the two there? Because it looks to me like if you were to measure from the closest point of the house to that edge of paving of Riverstone Drive.
It would be 13 feet. The road's 10 feet wide, and then the double line is 2 foot of curb, so that's 12, and it's a 50-foot right-of-way. So it'd be 13 feet from the back of curb to the right-of-way line, which is the bold.
Yeah, okay. So there is a significant gap there, you would say, between
where the... Yes, which would be all grass.
Okay. Is there any visibility concerns from, because it looks like it kind of comes around on a bend there from traffic perspective or anything with the placement of the home as proposed?
Typically in subdivisions, we don't get into visibility too much because the speed limits are all like 20, 25 miles per hour. You know, and also you have, you know, the same thing on the other lots on the other side and throughout any community on bends, you know, but and that's kind of why they placed the house to stay in line with 129, to not be directly in the center of the curve, to be closer to the PT.
Away from where the blind part would be.
Yes.
And then just as a point, looking at the survey, there was an arrow pointing, it looks like, to the building restriction line. And I presume that you're measuring from the front property line because it looks like it goes into Riverstone Drive, that line. So I just want to make sure that...
That line is actually from the building setback line to the edge is 14.9 feet. So there'd be 15.1 feet from the property line to that corner.
Okay. All right. And then there was a one-foot encroachment, looks like, on the other side, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. No further questions.
All righty. Thank you. Hearing no further questions... Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Those who are in opposition, would you please come forward and be sworn in at this time? I'll ask one more time. Anyone that's in opposition, other than these two, please come forward and be sworn in. Over there, sir.
Sir, so you state your name and address for the record.
Frank Schmidt, and it's 29647 Riverstone Drive.
Thank you. And if you can wait right here,
yes. Sir. My name is James Gonzalez. I live at 29657 Riverstone Drive, lot 131.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And when you go up, can you just repeat your name for the record? Sure. I see you have some documents. If you're planning on submitting anything, you can submit them down to Mrs. Walls at the end.
Okay.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. I'm just saying if you were planning on it.
It's the only copy I have. But
okay.
I can, if I can get it.
Mrs. Walls may be able to make a copy for you.
Yeah,
so.
This is section one.
I believe, Mr. Schmidt, you were first. So.
Okay. My name is Frank Schmidt, and I'm on lot 129, which is right next to the lot they're talking about. Okay. I'm not trying to stop progress. That's not my point here. But what we are here for is there's some underlying issues you folks don't know about that they're not even bothering to tell you. With the old drawing there, you wouldn't even be able to see it. We have some drainage issues in the back there. They never fixed the drainage going to the pond, going down, okay, from the house. And it's still that way, and it's getting worse. And I can tell you it's getting worse because Horton has started to build on this side of me now, going down four or five homes along with LC. And every house that they built, we have accumulated more and more water in the back, and now it's pushed up to my house to the point where this last rain we had, it's in my well, you know, the window well that goes down to the crawl space. It was filled in there in the bottom and starting to fill up. And I have pictures I submitted showing the boards floating in there that I put in where I step on stone so I can get down in there. That no longer stays there, floats up now because the water is accumulating all the way out to the road, and you have a picture of it as well.
Yeah. Okay. Sir, with all due respect, the water is not an issue for us.
I understand that, but I got to make sure that you understand that there's every time they build another house, which they put that in-house on there, it's going to make it even worse.
Could you do
but again, sir, we can't address the water issue.
You do understand they can build a house there. And so, and I don't know if you've seen what they proposed to build there?
Yeah.
Okay, you have.
We have. That's not what we proposed when they asked us, because we said they could build LC Milton 1 there, and if they put that there, it would fit better than what the proposed house is. Because right now, the way Horton builds their homes, they come all the way to the back of the end
okay.
of the property with every one of their houses.
So
that's why they're pushing the water that way, and it's why it's draining that way.
So what is it exactly you're opposed to?
I'm opposed to the fact that I'm having water problems, and we're going to have more as that goes on. But I'm also opposed to the fact that I'm being boxed in with the homes going down there. I used to have a nice, be able to see out that way to sky, the woods. When that other house is done, we're back boxed in.
Well, but didn't you know that buying your property?
Now, if you look at all the homes, which they're not showing you, they have bump outs, but you can see past them because it's only a small bump out. That's all they put there at that time.
But, you know, there's
and
a potential.
Most of them were screened in porches, not even that.
Well, the issue before this board is whether or not the applicant can demonstrate five different standards to grant a variance for the construction of this proposed home.
Correct.
So the other homes that they've built, if they've built them within their building setbacks, they're allowed to do that. Now, I'm not opining whether they've done or not done that correctly. The issue before this board is whether this specific property, whether the building of that home is compliant with, whether they meet the five standards for granting a variance. So that's what we have before us. So any of your comments that you can tailor to those five standards would be helpful to the board.
Other than the water.
I think the point Mr. Mills was making was that as it is now, with their building envelope, they would be allowed to build a home within their building envelope. Whether or not that'll have an effect on your water, I don't know, but this board can't remedy that for you.
No, I'm not trying to get you to remedy it, but I'm just letting you know that this hasn't been completed and fixed for almost 7 years, okay? And if you let them continue to build, it'll never get fixed. They'll just go on with it. They said they've done stuff.
But they can continue to build.
But
without this variance, they can continue.
They can do it.
So I'm not.
Here is fruitless.
I'm not. I'm empathetic to your situation. It's not something that we're
can remedy.
That we, you know, we can address.
Okay. Then.
I mean,
there's not much more I can say. I mean, obviously, from aesthetic point, the house that they're putting there is not the same as what is there. Okay? We offered, they asked us, we told them what to put there, but they went ahead and said Horton's going to build it.
What's the difference between the house that you were proposing?
Long and thin, narrow. Ours are not. On that corner, if we put it there, it's going to do this. It's going to come back this way like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And how would your...
Ours go across like they're more square. And that's what that would do. If that had enough property, that's what that would be there as well.
Do you think that the home that you're describing would fit better within that building envelope than what they're proposing?
Oh, absolutely. The one that we're talking about, you mean? Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I know.
And it wouldn't require a variance?
It may, but it would be less of a variance because the house fits this way.
It's well, square. I don't know that. I'm looking at what they're proposing is rectangular, not square.
No, and I'm saying ours is square.
I understand. And so what they're proposing is rectangular.
Correct.
What you're saying is square, which would encroach even further into the setback.
No, because the house is smaller per square feet.
Okay.
It may be turned sideways.
I got you.
Area.
But, sir, don't you think, I mean, we don't have anything to do with it at all.
No.
It's not our decision.
What size they put in there.
No.
What size they put in there, but.
We can't do that.
We're still going with water problem, whatever they put in there, what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, he can legally put
until
something in there.
Until they fix back there, which has never been fixed, that's going to be every house that they put in is going to have that issue.
But again, sir, I understand what you're saying, believe me, but we can't correct that or have them correct it.
And there isn't other venues to solve that problem. It's just not here, unfortunately.
We'd love to know what they are because our neighborhood just doesn't have any say. We don't own the HOA. They do. So they write the HOA to fit that.
Might I suggest contacting either planning and zoning, and perhaps they could create some avenues or contact perhaps your local council person might be an option.
One or the other. Yep. Seriously.
Yes. Okay. I agree with Fran that the issue regarding the drainage issue of the problem. But my objection is I think the setbacks you're cutting in half. And I just went out this morning and measured my setback to the corner from the front corner of my property to Riverstone. It's 32 feet.
Okay.
32 feet from the curb to my house.
Okay.
Here it's going to be 14 feet.
I believe what the applicant testified is that it's 14. It's 15.1 feet to the edge of the property, and then he said there was another 13 feet to the edge of the curb. So that would be a...
So he's saying that the curb in this particular property... Well, he's saying that is not the property line. So your property line probably isn't the curb either.
I measure from the curb.
Yeah, and that's what we're saying. That's
probably,
if it's the same as this... Then the curb is not the property line.
No, I know that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
So you're saying you measured from your house to the curb is 32 feet, but to your property line is probably only 20-some feet.
Correct, yeah, but what I understand is that the setback is, the original setback is supposed to be 30 feet
mm-hmm.
from the building envelope to the curb, correct?
If the curb is...
Now it's only going to be 15.1?
No. It is a 30 foot from the front property line. And on this particular property, now I don't know what yours is, but on this particular property, there's approximately 13 feet from the front property line to the curb.
To the curb.
So he's going to be 15 feet from his front property line and then 13 feet to the curb.
Around 29 feet.
I don't know if that changes your calculus or not. We've got a survey here if you'd like to look at it.
That's talk about the front of the house. My house is 30 feet.
Yes, we understand that you're saying your house is 30 feet from the curb. Right. And no, your property.
I measured from the corner of I'm up lot 131.
Okay.
From my house to the curb, but the front setback on these properties is 30 feet. From my house, the setback is 30 feet from the building envelope to the curb.
So what is your, from
I'm
your...
I'm saying that you're going to be cutting the front setback in half.
No.
No, what's, no. You say, you're telling us that your front of your house to the curb is 32 feet? And you're on lot 131?
He's a corner lot, so one of them is 15 and the other is 30.
So that's why you have maybe a 15-foot setback, not a 30-foot.
You got a 15-foot.
Yeah, and I think I may see that, Mr.
Which is not really different than what they're asking for.
If you're looking at this here, this is 15-foot setback on the side of the house.
Yes.
Okay.
But the front of the house is 30.
Okay.
So this house is going to have... not 30 feet like the rest of the homes, it's going to have 15. You're cutting in half.
Well, it's going to have 30 to the curb. Almost 30. It'd be 27-something, right?
Yeah. 28.
On that same curb that both of you are...
Oh, within a foot.
You're going to be the same.
Affected by, your setback is 15 feet. His is 30.
I didn't ask him.
Is the rest of the community...
in compliance?
In compliance?
No, here's...
Yes.
Okay. There's your property. You're only required, because this is considered your side yard, then you're only required 15 feet.
Right.
But because this is considered his front yard, he's required 30 feet.
Right.
He's asking to encroach for a variance to come out as far as you are on there.
He'd be no further. He'd be up with you.
Now, he's also asking to stay back... more towards, to accommodate your property as well. So it looks like it's kind of a trade-off what he's asking for, and not encroaching, a compromise between the two setbacks. Unfortunately, they're in a difficult situation there. There's 30 feet, there's 15, and there's 30 over here.
So the variance basically allowing the front of that property to be 15, not 30, like the other house.
Right. He's trying to make it look like it fronts the rest of this street here.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but it still comes down to that it's the front setback.
I understand.
It's half of what the other houses will have in the community.
I understand.
And I think that there seems to be a problem. And the aesthetics, I can't picture it.
It's
a big difference between 30 and 15 feet from setback.
I understand, but his reasoning is that if he builds a house inside that footprint, it's going to be dwarfed by your two homes. And really, look, in his opinion, I think, and I'm not speaking for him, but it seems like he feels like that's going to make, it's not going to complement your homes, and therefore reduce your property values.
The lot technically is too small the way it's designed.
Yeah. Well, but he still has the ability to build.
Yes.
So his request is, let me build one that's comparable and would be fitting, as opposed to something that may not
be nicer.
Technically, that lot should have been used for a pond like the rest
of
them.
We won't argue that.
Yeah. I mean, we can't.
The situation is what it is.
Did away with the water issue, and you could have built the other
home. According to the criteria, number three says,
sir,
not
you need to go back
by
up
the
to the mic.
They created the situation right by that.
Sir, if you would speak, please go up to the mic.
I think you're saying something. Go ahead. We just want to make sure you're at the podium.
Yeah, okay, yeah. According to the criteria for variance, number three says, not created by the applicant. That such exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the appellant. The appellant did create it when he created the lot.
Not arguing it.
Mm. Correct.
He's only asking for it to accommodate you, it sounds like to us, but you don't feel that way, obviously.
I don't think that.
Okay.
Number four says the essential character of the neighborhood. I think that's not adhering to number four.
Okay.
Sir, if he put another house, he put a house in here that doesn't even match anything else, you won't have no problem with it.
Doesn't match anything?
Your other two homes, if it don't even match, he's putting a house in there, you don't care. He's trying
to.
We offered a house that matches ours, okay? As far as aesthetically, it's the same house. I have a Milton too. This is a Milton one. So it's almost identical from the outside, appearance-wise. So that's not what we were saying. We just, the house that they're putting in there is long and narrow. It goes way back, and it's going to create more of an issue for us than help us, is what we're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, excuse me, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm not sure the applicant addressed the standards.
I was going to say, I didn't know if the board wanted, I know I've got a question about if he could address maybe the size of the home that the neighbors had brought up, just to get an idea of that, because they've mentioned that they felt there was a model that would fit, and if the applicant could maybe address that.
So those guys had referenced the Milton 1, which LC Homes no longer builds because it's not to the current building IRC. It's left back way like 2006. We had stopped building that 4 years ago. But even if we wanted to revive that plan, that particular house still would require a variance, just so you guys understand.
Okay.
And that would be, as they depicted, it would be square, so I would extend, I would still have an encroachment along the front. It would ease it about 2 feet from what we had, and then it would extend over more behind lot 131 as being more square. I mean, at the end of the day, this house that we proposed with Horton, it was the second smallest house that they had in their lineup of five homes, and it matched up with lot 129 as the front, so it looked consistent along that road, and we wanted it narrow just so it didn't come any further over. Tried our best to get it on that lot and make it look good.
So I think that's what Mr. Mills had expressed too, I believe.
Right. This was a tough one. We put a lot of houses on there.
I understand. The one thing I'm not certain that we heard is okay. That you address the five standards of granting a variance. You have to meet those standards.
Sure.
And you may want to address those.
Okay. We rely on Jamie here to... He's a little bit more versed in this process.
Sorry.
Well, maybe you did. Maybe you
thought I read through them all.
Well, yeah. Maybe we're not convinced. How's that?
All right.
I'm not certain that I am. So if you want to summarize or whatever you'd like to do.
The five standards. One is the uniqueness. The uniqueness of it is the pie-shaped lot with the reduced buildable area. Also developable. Is it developable? Yes, the parcel is. We can develop it. It's just a 900,000 square foot home.
It's pretty big.
With
900,000.
900 to 1,000 square foot home. Sorry, not 900,000. My bad. So it could be built, but it's just with keeping in with conformity of the neighbors and everything. I know if I was in their shoes, I understand the drainage issue, which. They can talk to Janelle or the Conservation District about, to get that resolved. But as far as if I lived in either of their houses, I would want a house comparable to mine built beside me versus one, half the size. The hardship on us is just the fact that it would have to be a custom-built home to make that work. It's not one of the model homes in H.R. Horton's cluster of homes that they have. And basic characteristic of the neighborhood, with us being able to build a home, it would be in character with the neighboring homes and not be something, a one-off in a community with 360 houses. And then the extent of the variance is just a reduction in the front yard. And we did our best, like D.R. Horton has about 1,000 homes in their catalog, and we went through and they picked this. It was the second smallest one just because of the way it fit in conformity to make it work. And there's really no other alternatives. In placing the house on the lot, we tried to do our best to keep it in line with lot 129, the sidewalk, so it looked like the driveway, et cetera, worked with everyone on that street. And also, with it asking for a 15-foot reduction in the front yard, it actually, conformed with lot 131. Because they're a traditional lot on the corner that they have one side yard that's actually on the street and one front. Where this, because of the pie shape It doesn't have one exact side that could be considered a front. The whole 166 feet of lot frontage is a front. So we did our best to fit this lot in with lot 129 and 131 and also build a house similar square footage and characteristics of the neighbors.
Guys, I'd like to say, I'm not trying to be funny here, but we probably all heard of Heron Bay, one of our other communities, and from the very beginning, this is the house type I had to revive. It was one of the original floor plans without a garage that's so small that when you drive in, trust me, just drive in there and you'll see what I'm talking about. I do not want to build that at Winstone. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. No?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, Chair, we'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair, we'll call for a motion. If we're ready. If not.
Chairman, I'd like to table this case at the next regular meeting.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Rickards that we table case number 11,997 until our next regular meeting, which is August 7th. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,997 is tabled, gentlemen.